People stared and stared. When we got back to our spot, we saw that the other couple had gone. Aroused, we caressed each other's bodies. I let a finger slide in and out of Sissel's wet pussy. She groaned and writhed as she lay there. My dick was hard and throbbing, ready for action. I lay on my back, so anyone who wanted to watch could see. It was then that we were suddenly aware of them, the couple lying only 10 meters from us, intensively following what we were doing. She was slowly wanking him off while he was squeezing one of her breasts. Our eyes met, and they immediately held our gaze. They were probably a few years younger than us. Quickly, we realized that this was much more than an innocent, casual flirtation. "Help," said Sissel, not particularly convincingly. "What do we do now?" I didn't need to answer, because whatever was going to happen would now happen. They smiled at us, and we returned the smile as if it was an invisible sign. They got up and came over and sat down on the sand next to us, bringing their towel. The woman indicated that we should turn around so that we could easily see each other. She opened her mouth slowly and let him slide his cock in and out, slowly, sensually. We still hadn't said a word to each other. Words couldn't compete with the intense, steaming, erotic heat. I felt Sissel's lips take my dick firmly in her grasp. In, out. She played with it, demanded it greedily. I buried my face in her wide-open, wet pussy, rubbing it forwards and backwards. It was as if an incessant inferno was engulfing the world. There was only the four of us, and a passion that made everything else fade away. For a second, I came to my senses and wondered if anyone could see us. As if in a haze, I saw the shadow of others a small way from us, but they slunk away. Right now, only one thing was important. The desire, excitement, the intense feeling of erotic madness, raw and wild, that surpassed everything. The other man groaned as he came, juices and cum spraying over his face. A few drops ran down the woman's chin and throat. It was as if he had come for all of us. We glanced at each other, smiling intensely. How do we greet each other after the ecstasy of such a moment of arousal? Ophélie and Jean.